I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our GeoQuiz now. We're going to speak to someone who could be about to lose her business. It's not the global economic meltdown that may force her to close up shop. It's a new law that bans the sale of hallucinogenic mushrooms in the Netherlands. Shop owner Veronique van de Schuren is with us. Veronique, tell us the name of your store and where you're located.
The name of the shop is Country Streams Kokopelli, and we are located on the Warmoestraat in the center of Amsterdam, and on the border of the red light district.
Okay, Amsterdam being the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Now, Conscious Dreams Kokopelli, in the Netherlands, this kind of shop is called a smart shop. I would guess that you don't think the Dutch government's proposed ban on mushrooms is a very smart idea, do you?
Yeah, to me, I don't believe in banning substances, because if you look at all the substances that are banned, the market is still there. That's why I don't believe in a ban. I believe in good regulation, good information. That's the way you can protect your people. So this, yeah, for us came quite as a shock.
How would it impact you economically? Does it mean you're going to have to shut down?
Not immediately, but we have a very nice and big and beautiful shop, and we sell also a lot of different stuff, so I'm not giving it up immediately.
And what is so great about hallucinogenic mushrooms, in your opinion?
I always knew that there was something in life that I couldn't reach in my daily perception. And then I was in Thailand on holiday, and that's where I took the first time mushrooms. And then I got into this reality that I knew that it was there, but I couldn't see it. And this was like, wow, that you say, how do you say, the puzzle falls complete.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, an extra door being opened. It was amazing.
And what did you learn specifically?
To me, it was a very, almost a religious experience. Yeah, everything is one, and yeah, you can see the real beauty of things, and you look beyond a certain reality.
Do you know why the government, why the Dutch government wants to ban the sale of mushrooms?
Last summer, there was a very sadly accident with a French girl. We don't know if she committed suicide, she died. She jumped from a bridge in Amsterdam. But in the media, it was said that she took mushrooms. And through this negative media hype, the government started asking questions and started out an investigation of how this mushroom market exists in Holland and if there are dangerous effects and if they should ban it or not.
I'm wondering if your customers are going to turn to something else that you sell to replace mushrooms if the mushrooms are banned. I've read that you sell something called San Pedro cactus, a plant from the Andes. Is that the same kind of trip?
It's a different trip. I don't think people will totally run into San Pedro. It's the same as you cannot compare apples with pears. If you like apples, you like apples.
Right.
And you will not start eating pears because there's no apple available, you understand?
Yeah, simple economics, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the mushroom is a very specific product on itself. It is a mushroom.
When was the last time you ate magic mushrooms? Are you a regular consumer of them these days?
It's a quite intense experience, and it is not something that you want to experience every day in a way, because after the experience, you need the time to give things a place and think about it. And it can be a very big impact in a way. You go into crazy places.
Veronique van de Schuren is the proprietor of the Kokopelli Conscious Dreams Smart Shop in Amsterdam, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Dankjewel.
Graag gedaan.